religion. I don't know what it is. I guess if you're staying there in your church and you're thinking, good God, they'll buy anything. And you think, maybe I'll sell them, you know, some kind of syrup. So this is syrup, and have this, and it gets all the poo out of you. All right. So there's lots of that going on. And that inspired me. And I thought, how fun. I'm going to go on. And then what if I was on the radio and I genuinely cared? You know, I'm going to try that. Try not to be cynical. Try not to give to fool people. To fool them, not fool them. And we see how that worked out. It didn't really work out as a career, and I didn't want it to. It was more of a mission. It's always been that. That's what's difficult to, you know. And no one asks me, say, we'd like you to sell bread. It never comes up. I've never been asked to sell anything, really, because they recognize, well, that's not going to work. We've never heard of you, and so we can't use you to sell anything. Hey, fair enough. That's great. I don't know how I got here. I don't know why I'm talking to you. I mean, I do know. It was Brett. But other than that, I really, it's like sort of fate. And now we're friends. And we've been friends. I'm telling you, there's people on the radio who are legitimately my friends now that I've met that way. And I think that's remarkable. So you get in there and say, well, I say hello, friends, and I'm literally talking to my friends. Also, you're talking to people that can't stand you sometimes. I'm sure there's people that hate listen.
So this guy's voice, it grates. It's grating on me.
I like to see how far I can push that sometimes. If you go to if I'm doing word jazz, which I'm not really, but I would be more on the squeak squawk end of word jazz and seeing how much I can push tolerance, for instance.
You want to buy a duck? So, Joe Penner. Joe Penner!
You're a nasty man.
See, I think Joe Penner's voice is incredibly irritating. Like that. And the reason I do it is as a color, as a flavor. You know, not everything has to be sweet or good or anything like that. I think it's okay with some things being grating. I have family members that ask me not to do certain impressions. And Hans Conrad is one of them. Please don't do Hans Conrad, you know, in the beginning. I would get DVDs of people, of shows that had these people on there just watch endlessly. Hans Conrad, I watched it. I mean, I'm not saying I do a good impression, but I'm just telling you how I go about it. So Hans Conrad, I watch these fractured fairy tales, what are they called? Fractured, it was sort of a Jay Ward pre-Bullwinkle thing. Fractured Funnies, that's what it was. It was hosted by Hans Conrad. And then Edward Horton. I've done that because I wanted to recreate some Jay Ward things. And, of course, he narrated certain. So that we can do that one. I'm trying to think of some annoying voices that people tell me not to do. Do Dawes Butler doing Jerry Lewis, which is Quisp, you know.
Starlight Robin up here!
And that's horrifying and annoying, right? They're not necessarily because they're loud, and I'm trying to think of something. I've been trying to work on Christopher Lee, and it's hard. I'm the right register. I just can't. There's certain. I've gotten that one. He opens his throat. So that, I know that doesn't sound like Christopher Lee, but I had to listen for hours just to hear him release his throat muscles for certain. Certain sounds. Isn't that interesting?
No.
I'm trying to think of some other. I can't think of anything more impressions that I do accurately. None of them are accurate. And I've been working on, you know, Ernie Anderson. And so there you go. And it's just as, it's mainly not to get an accurate impression, but it's the way that voice characters were done in, well, cartoons, is that the easiest way to get a separate voice for something is just to do an impression. I have done like a total of one cartoon ever, voiceover, and I did two voices. One of them was an elderly Ninja Turtle, and the other was a big HVAC unit, and I just did sort of an Orson Welles, and then that was it. But you have to do that so that if you're doing multiple voices, you don't lose track. You just go do the Edward Horton voice, do the whatever. And, you know, I did, I've done Patrick McGowan, Darren McGavin. Again, not well, but just so that I could have a separate speech pattern. And when I was switching those voices, I would have a thing in my head that allowed me to remember it. Oh, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I took it apart. I've dismantled it for you. I don't know if it's fun or helpful. I also think I may have done this already, but who knows? But if I haven't, boy, I hope you learned something and maybe take a chance. You could just get, just have GarageBand or something. You get everything you need right there. All the, don't use their sound effects though, because everybody recognizes them. But you can use all the synth patches and everything. They sound fine. And that's it. And I love you so much. Oh my goodness. And it really is love, I think, you know. I like to start with love, and then you can, you know, ruin it. But I that's how I, you know, so you can't love me, you don't know me. I go, that's the only way I can love you. Because the more I know you, you're going to challenge me. So this is great, because this way I can love you. You won't mess it up. I won't mess it up. And we just treat it like we're part of a beautiful relationship. And I'm so blessed to be on the radio, be able to communicate with you and talk about love and compassion and silliness and Dada and breaking certain poison stories that we must destroy and we must think chaotically to do it, I believe. So I love you. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and online, WFMU.org. New York City, did I say Rockland County, New York City? This is all mangled. I wonder if they'll have to redo it. But I think I got all the information out there. Online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you again next.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony.
it's okay. Now it's not as bad like you thought it would be. Come on, baby, take my heart. I love you still.
And like a stupid man. Come on, kiss me, baby. Kiss me, baby. I like it when you kiss me. Kiss me, baby. I need you back, and I love you. Kiss me, baby. Kiss me, baby. Kiss. I like it when you kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me, baby. Kiss. Ooh, baby. If you only knew that my life.
Come on. condom head. Compromise. Give me a condom. Please. Open up wide. I got a big surprise.
me through changes like no other girl has done. You took all the chances, knowing all the time that you were not the only one. But I want you to understand, baby, that no matter where I go, what I do, I see.
But no matter.
you, babe. Me feel good. I've been up and I've been down until you helped me put my feet on solid ground. I've been rich and I've been poor. Then you showed me that there's so much more than the rat race and the fast pace could ever offer. Baby, you've always been there for me.
Her body was a hater. She said she a late, bruh. She had them Tego babies hiding in her beat. She got some leggings on with some shades like a diva. And on top of that, she hopped out her own two-seater. Damn, oh damn. If I get this girl, I know I'll be the man. Like damn, oh damn. Let me get your number. Trouble, she can find it right here. Touchy Philly on the highway, headed back to my place. Now we in the driveway, now she walking in and I'm like, damn, oh damn. If I get this girl, I know I'll be the man. Like damn, oh damn. And when the night's over, we can do it again. Let me take you out. Little black dress, I'm like, damn, who this cute thing?
Oh, that girl, which one? Oh, that girl, which one? Oh, that girl,
oh, you talking about
that girl?
Now, see, Quez want that girl, but I think I want her friend. They look so much alike, Quez, I think that they are twins. So, baby, let's hook up. My driver will pick you up. I ain't trying to take you home, I'm trying to do something nice.
Take you out to lunch. 5-star diner,
pedicure, manicure,
everything designer. And I don't know what you used to, but let me take you out. Are you and your friends and me and my friends and come back to my
house? Let me take you out.
Thank you. I'm not about to care. break this down. I want you to take your time and show me the real you. No, I mean the real you. Let's concentrate on us. Don't think about anybody else. How do you? Because they're doing their thing. We've got to get us together. Before anything can happen. You know?
Hello?
Now take me. Be free.
Huh?
Be free.
Let's go to the next level. Yeah, I've been listening to Mahogany. Thank you for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. To all the lovers out there. Yeah.
ever Jerusalem, the eternal home of the saints of God, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.